Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2698, Trusting Yourself by Eli Lisitsa of Gottman.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Welcome back to a Sunday bonus episode where I give you a little extra content from a podcast in our network that I think will also help you live a life that's a bit more meaningful and happier. This episode today is coming from Optimal Relationships Daily. So without further ado, here's Greg with a bonus post as we optimize your life.
Trusting Yourself by Eli Lisitsa of Gottman.com. In the last post on the Gottman Relationship blog, Zach attacked the letter B in his relationship alphabet column with, B is for betrayal. He started with the following quote, taken from the introduction to Dr. Gottman's recent book, What Makes Love Last. Quote, betrayal is the secret that lies at the heart of every failing relationship. It is there even if the couple is unaware of it. End quote. As immensely important as it is to remember these words, it is equally important to consider these words in context. Context. It's safe to say that, as members of the human race, we all betray and are betrayed at some point. We betray each other and we betray ourselves. As Zach reminds us, betrayals come in all shapes and sizes, not limited to the most iconic and sensationalized. Though the fascinating ways in which Don Draper and company cheat their way through each season of Mad Men may command our attention more than, say, picking up the dry cleaning on the way home or remembering to schedule a babysitter for Friday night, routinely failing to do these things can be just as dramatically destructive to our relationships. By failing to turn towards bids and keep commitments, even when they seem inconsequential, we inspire feelings of doubt in our partners. By failing to be consistently reliable, we communicate the message, you can't trust me. As Zach says, there is a simple solution to the secret of failing relationships. Happy couples respond yes to the question of, can I trust you? The trick is learning how to get to yes. The solution? Bids. In other words, turn towards bids of emotional expression and give each other time, attention, and affection. Connect. Here's the thing. Sometimes, especially when we have been betrayed, it is really hard to get to yes. To do our absolute best in reaching it, it's important to know when and how to, lovingly and respectfully, say no to specific requests that will take us away from the ultimate yes. No, I can't pick up the dry cleaning tonight, but when I say I can, you can be sure I will. In other words, we have to remember what turning to our partner really means. If we communicate an inability to commit to a specific request without a reason, we risk betraying them, and we risk betraying ourselves. Bid. Can you pick up the dry cleaning on the way home? Turning towards. Sure, you got it. Also turning towards. I'm sorry, honey, but I promised Jamie we'd get ice cream, remember? Can the dry cleaning wait until tomorrow? Turning away. I always pick up the dry cleaning. Why don't you do it? Bid. Would you like to go out to the movies on Friday night? Turning towards? I'd love to. Let's go. Also, turning towards? I really would, but I have to meet a client for dinner on Friday. How about Saturday? Turning away. You always pick our Friday night plans. When was the last time we did something I wanted to do? Ta-da! Hopefully the alternatives work and everyone's needs get met. Whether or not they do, you have communicated care. Though you may not be physically available at a specific time, you show emotional availability and desire to connect. That is what matters. The alternative, you make a promise that you can't keep, moving decidedly farther away from the yes. In healthy relationships, this concept is well understood. Building and maintaining trust involves being aware not only of your partner's needs, but of your own. Being realistic, knowing when you can show up and when you can't, and setting appropriate boundaries. Deciding not to let go of what matters to you. Choosing not to miss your meeting at work out of guilt and feelings of dry cleaning related obligation. Being loyal. Following through. Not just with your partner, but with yourself. And that's not easy. We all struggle with keeping commitments. Relationships are hard work. Sometimes we run out of energy, time, and patience. We overcommit, we undercommit. When we fail to stay attuned to each other as we commit, making promises, setting boundaries, we pave the way to places we may not want to go. Breakdown of communication. Breakdown of connection. Break up. And we arrive in these same places when we don't check in with ourselves. If these travel plans don't sound appealing, we suggest the following itinerary. Focus on what you can control. Remember these three things. 1. If you are to win your partner's trust, you must first win your own. That is, arrive at a firm belief in your ability to keep commitments and make good on the promises you do make, whether they seem big or small. 2. Getting there involves finding sanity and stability, making good on promises to yourself. Having your needs met is a prerequisite for trusting yourself to navigate commitment honestly, for being consistently available to another when you promise to be, showing up. 3. Don't apologize for being human. Be generous with yourself and be honest as you evaluate each situation. At the heart of every thriving relationship are two thriving heart organs belonging to people who intentionally seek personal health and balance so that they may be capable of giving energy, time, and attention to another. For now, remember the wise words of Dr. Seuss. Be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind. You just listened to the post titled Trusting Yourself by Eli Lisitsa of Gottman.com.
Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body, from food to supplements. I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorn. With Thorn, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you so much to Ellie for a great post. This kind of thing always tends to sound so simple, doesn't it? We know the value of communication, and when laid out as precisely as it was in this post, we are reminded of how easy it is, at least verbally. It can be tough emotionally, though. And it's easy to turn away when we are frustrated, and we can even feel guilty about saying no, depending on how anxious we feel. Like anything else, just know that you can still approach this basic communication in small chunks to help build momentum for yourself. If you often feel frustrated, and it shows in your poor communication skills when your partner requests something of you, then practice by simply telling your partner when you feel frustrated, either when no request has been made or after responding poorly to a request. If you often feel guilty, well, practice saying no to very little inconsequential requests first before tackling bigger stuff. There are always ways to get reps in, and your partner will likely take notice of them and appreciate your efforts and be more patient with you. And with that, we are going to wrap up for the day, everyone. Happy to have you back here for a new week. There is a lot to look forward to in the coming days, so be sure to come back in tomorrow when we will have a great post, especially for you empaths out there. I'll see you all there, where your optimal life awaits.